Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 21st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Leading off today, after releasing the Golden Master to developers earlier this week, Apple has now released iOS 13.5 to everyone. The update brings quite a few changes and new features prompted by the COVID-19 outbreak, including the Exposure Notification API, Face ID enhancements, and much more. Apple and Google have been developing the Exposure Notification API with close guidance from public health officials. When a user enables the feature and has an app from a public health authority installed, their iPhone will regularly send out a Bluetooth beacon that includes a random identifier. From there, the Exposure Notification API will download a list of the keys for the beacons that have been verified as belonging to people confirmed as positive for COVID-19. The API will then check against that list, and if there's a match, the user may be notified and advised on next steps, such as perhaps getting tested for COVID-19 themselves. Google and Apple say that, as of today, a handful of U.S. states and 22 countries across 5 continents have requested and received access to the Exposure Notification API. The U.S. states so far include North Dakota, South Carolina, and Alabama. The release of iOS 13.5 means that these public health agencies around the world can begin deploying their applications that take advantage of the Exposure Notification API. Key changes made to the API based on feedback from public health agencies include giving the agencies the ability to define what constitutes an exposure event and allowing them to determine the number of exposure events a person has had. The transmission risk of positive cases can also be factored into the definition of exposure event. This could include details on things like the length of the exposure and where the exposure occurred. And finally, public health agencies can contact exposed users directly based on a combination of the API and data that users voluntarily choose to input into the apps. In a statement to 9to5 Mac, Apple and Google elaborated on the need for this Exposure Notification API in helping slow the spread of COVID-19. According to the companies, their primary goal is to offer rapid notifications to exposed users. Again, they both emphasize that what they've built is not an app, but instead an API that public health agencies can incorporate into their own applications. In addition to the first version of the Exposure Notification API, iOS 13.5 also includes a few other changes. With the update, your iPhone or iPad will now skip Face ID authentication and skip directly to the passcode screen if it detects that you are wearing a face mask. You can also now disable the automatic face zooming feature in a group FaceTime call. There's also a new feature for easily sharing music from Apple Music directly to your Instagram or Facebook story. And finally, there is a new capability that combines the existing Medical ID and Emergency SOS features. You can update to iOS 13.5 and iPadOS 13.5 on your iPhone or iPad by heading to the Settings app, choosing General, then Software Update. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Concepts is available on iPhone and iPad, and it allows you to sketch ideas, create mind maps, design layouts, and communicate visually on an infinite canvas. With Concepts, you can draw with fluid, pressure-sensitive brushes using designer Copic colors that make every sketch look professional. Concepts Vector Ink is a powerful tool for creativity. Move your ideas around the canvas for brainstorming, explore design iterations efficiently, and enjoy endless editability of your work. Plus, you can drag and drop images, vector objects, PDFs, and other assets straight onto the canvas for fast concept work. And with everyone working remotely, you can pair the presentation mode in Concepts with virtual conferencing platforms like Zoom and Reflector for easy whiteboarding with the rest of your team. Finally, Concepts allows you to deliver your best ideas in flexible formats, including PDF and SVG, and work seamlessly with niche software like AutoCAD or Adobe Creative Cloud. You can learn more and get started today at concepts.app. In other news, we've got a few pieces of Apple TV Plus announcements this week. First off, Apple TV Plus has announced the latest addition to its growing lineup of unscripted programming. The short-form docuseries, Greatness Code, will premiere globally on July 10th and highlight renowned athletes including LeBron James, Tom Brady, and many more. Next up, Apple TV Plus has secured the rights to the upcoming World War II film Greyhound, which was written by and stars Tom Hanks. The film was originally scheduled to debut in theaters and normal distribution channels by Sony Pictures, but the COVID-19 pandemic caused a shift in plans. The original plans were for Sony to release it in theaters on May 7th, but that release was delayed until June 19th at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. But Sony ended up scrapping the release entirely as it became clear that the pandemic would have lasting effects on the theater industry. From there, various different streaming services started bidding for the rights to the film, and Apple secured the deal in the range of $70 million. Greyhound is now expected to premiere exclusively on Apple TV Plus soon. And last but not least, Apple has given a straight-to-series order for an untitled four-part docuseries from the directors of the popular HBO series McMillions. This deal was reportedly worth somewhere in the seven-figure range, with the show covering the unbelievable true story of one of the largest scams in government history. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple TV Plus announcements at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.